From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. And let's get right into politics, the future of President-elect Joe Biden's transition to the White House, and the already growing rift between progressive and moderate Democrats. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, a liberal Democrat from Washington State, joins us now. Congresswoman, good to speak with you.
It's great to speak with you as well.
And before we look forward, let's just take a moment to look back here, because in 2017, on the floor of Congress, you objected to the certification of the Electoral College vote for President Trump, citing voter suppression in Georgia. Do you expect that Republicans are going to try something similar in January, and would they be within their rights to do it?
Well, they definitely wouldn't be within their rights to do it. We've had all the secretaries of state, including Republican secretaries of state, saying there is absolutely no evidence of voter fraud at all. And so I think we should certify the election and we should get on to the transition.
Well, I know you're feeling good about this election and the outcome. I saw you banging a pot and pan on your front porch after the race was called for Joe Biden. But I am wondering how long the celebration will last, because after losing seats in the House this election, there is, as you well know, something of a rift in your party. The moderates, some of them are saying that progressives handed Republican opponents a gift when they started talking about defunding the police, Medicare for all, allowing Republicans to wield terms like socialism against them. What do you think about this? How's this tension affecting your party unity?
Well, I think it's probably overreported in the media, but, you know, I will say that every single incumbent Democrat who ran in a swing district on Medicare for all won their race. Almost every single one that ran on a Green New Deal won their race. And the defund the police, we had a really great conversation with Cameron Webb, who was running in Virginia 5th. They certainly ran that against him. My friend Max Rose, they ran that against him. Both of them lost, or, you know, Max is losing now. Both of them understand that that defund the police slogan was being used by Republicans, but it wasn't really because people in Congress were running on that slogan. It was because there was a real movement on the streets for justice, and neither of them regret that that movement for justice is happening. So Cameron made a really good point that, look, he ran hard against it, but at the end of the day, it was Republican turnout that drove those losses, not those slogans, which we know Republicans are going to use against us over and over again.
So is that what it is? I mean, because I know that Democrats are trying to do a postmortem here, wondering why they lost these seats in the House, didn't flip the Senate. I mean, who does get the blame for that? Or is it something else altogether?
I think there's two things. One is that many of those seats in the House that we won in 2018, we didn't expect to win. They were hardcore Republican districts. We ran great candidates, but Donald Trump was not on the ballot. And you have to say that he did a very good job of mobilizing and registering new voters this time around and driving them to the polls. So while our turnout was good, Republican turnout was excellent also.
Is that because Republicans did a really good job, say, knocking on doors where Democrats kind of held back up until the last very moment?
Yes, that was my second point, is I think we need to do more organizing all year round, not just right before the election. You know, I'm an organizer. That's how I came to Congress. And it matters when you are out organizing for 4 years or 2 years, not just 30 days.
And let's talk about how progressives are going to handle Joe Biden in the White House. How do you think he's going to navigate this split in the party that we've been talking about? And do you expect he's going to listen to you? I mean, after all, he said that he won the election precisely because he's a moderate.
Well, Joe Biden ran on the most progressive platform that any president has run on in recent history. And that was really because of progressives across the country who pushed hard. Many of us led or were on the unity task forces that came up with his ultimate campaign sort of commitments. And it includes things like My College for All Act with Bernie Sanders, making college free for families earning up to $125,000. It includes the National Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. It includes a very, very strong immigration platform. It includes an aggressive climate platform. So I think that these are all critically important pieces. $15 minimum wage, remember, when it passed here in Seattle, we were the first major city many years ago, it was considered a radical far left idea. This cycle, Florida, which went for Donald Trump, passed a $15 minimum wage, and we Democrats passed that in the House. So we've got to make sure that we continue to push. I always say that being progressive just means you are first to the best and most just idea.
And we'll see what luck you have getting those ideas through Congress, because, of course, it is still divided. Should Joe Biden put a Republican in his cabinet as an olive branch to the right?
You know, I think it's about who's going to deliver on these things that we've committed to. These are promises, and we were able to get a lot of young people, a lot of progressives, a lot of black and brown and immigrant voters out because we were able to translate for them the danger of Donald Trump and the White House and the fact that no progress is possible. But if we don't deliver for them in these next 2 years before the midterm elections, I fear we will lose them for a generation. I'm just saying it doesn't matter what the label is for the person as long as they're committed to working for those issues. There used to be Republicans 10 years ago who cared about immigration reform and infrastructure and putting people back to work and getting good jobs across the country. This Republican Party has really been incredibly obstructionist. But if there are people that are committed to delivering on real results for working people and fighting the biggest corporations, I'm fine with them being in the cabinet. I just care about what we deliver for the people.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington State, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.